Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nami Namaste Sarasate Deve Ramani Vajarine Nirjesa Shunyavadi Iskatyati Tadadine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Namuditananda Yadveta Gadadhara Sivasari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let us listen this evening to the wonderful narration which destroys all sins and which binds the heart in divine love to Radha and Krishna. In the Samaveda, one Upanishad praises the mercy of Radha and Krishna. It's the Chandogya Upanishad. For receiving the mercy of Krishna, I surrender unto his energy Radha. And for the receiving the mercy of his energy Radha, I surrender unto Krishna. If someone worships them, he will become free from all sinful reactions. And when he is thus fully satisfied in his heart, he will go to the eternal abode of the Lord. My dear devotees, let us remember what happened when Krishna said to Radha, please come with me to the material world. Radha's response was, no, I will only stay where there is Govardhan and where there is Jamuna. So Krishna looked at the best of mountains, Govardhan. Then he looked at the best of rivers, Yamuna, and said, Govardhan ji and Yamuna ji, chaliye, let's go. And he directed these two very holy places to appear before him before he would appear in this world. Radha said, I have another condition. You have cleverly asked Govardhan and Yamuna to appear, but still, I will not appear unless you fulfill this supreme blessing. Krishna said, what is that? Let the first person whom I see in that material world, that little place where some unfortunate souls are imprisoned, let the first person whom I see in that prison-like existence be you. Krishna said, well, then you will have to appear as if blind, and only when I come to you, then you will see. Yes, said Radha, I will be blind. I will be blind for you. Only when I see you, I want to see. I don't want to see something else. Now, this happened at the beginning of Radha's appearance in this world. But how she met Krishna for a longer time and engaged in past times. It's the most astonishing story, my dear devotees, which will bind your heart in love and affection to the ever-playful Lord of Vrindavan. Please give your wholehearted attention to this most amazing pastime. It was a wonderful afternoon in the forest of Vrindavan. The happy Nanda Maharaj held his little boy Krishna in his arms, and he was on his way to Bandiravan, one of the 12 forests where his cows had gone. Krishna looked at the beautiful forest, which served him with the fragrance of the flowers, with the leaves on the branches which were moving in the air, fanning the body of the Lord. And then he desired to meet Radharani. By Krishna's desire, all of a sudden, the sky became suddenly filled with dark clouds, and a strong wind fearfully moved the new twigs on the Kadamba and Tamal trees. Then it became even more devastating. A great blinding darkness fell over Bandiravan, and the frightened little Krishna in Nanda's arms began to cry as if afraid. Now Nanda became afraid. Clutching his little boy next to his chest, he noticed flashes, a strong storm, and a blinding darkness. The little boy began to cry. And Nanda Maharaj got down on his knees. He took shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Save not me, but my little boy, O Hari, who is afraid. All of a sudden, with an effulgence even greater than millions of suns, shining from all directions, Nanda Maharaj, the king of the 9 Nandas, prayed. Saw Brishabhanu's beautiful daughter, Shrimati Radharani. Jai Sri Radhe!
Jai Sri Radhe!
She was fair, splendid, like millions of moons. She was dressed in garments which were blue, and decorated with anklets and anchor bells that tinkled very sweetly when she moved. Nanda was overwhelmed by Radharani's effulgence. He bowed down low and said, "From the mouth of Garga Muni, I know a secret. My son is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you, O Radha, are his first beloved. Please, now where the clouds have frightened him, take my little boy home." You must know that Nanda Maharaj was a cowherd man. He needed to take care of the cows as his first dharma. And the cows were afraid by the storm and the wind and the darkness. They could have moved easily everywhere in Vrindavan and got lost. One side in him told him, let me bring Krishna to Vrindavan. But the other side told him, what's with my dharma? I have to find the cows and protect them. Should I stay or should I go to Vrindavan? That was the dilemma. So in that dilemma, he turned to Hari and prayed for protections. And immediately, the Lord Hari's confidential associate, the supreme energy, Srimati Radharani, appeared. And she said, asked for a benediction. For anything you wish, even things which are impossible, I'm pleased by your sincere devotion, O Nanda. It is very difficult for anyone to see me. Radharani looked so beautiful. She was grown like a young adolescent girl, had a crown, blue garments, a reddish blouse, and she had her hands in the dancing pose. And she said, asked for a blessing. Imagine Radharani would appear one day before you, my dear devotees, in the forest of Vrindavan and say, even that which is impossible for anyone to attain, asked for that. What would you ask for? Listen what Nanda Maharaj asked and become inspired. He said, O Radhe, if you are pleased with me, then let me have firm devotion for the lotus feet of you both. Let me also have devotion for your devotees. Let me have their company. Kalpa after kalpa, age after age, millennium after millennium, universe after universe. I only want these two things. Fixed devotion for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and devotion for the devotees. Now, my dear devotees, you must know this pastime happened in the material world. Only in the material world Krishna is born, grows, and comes to the age of adolescence. That's like a youthful person shortly after his teenage years. In the spiritual world, Krishna is always in this Navayovanam age. He is never born, he never grows, he is always like that. But here, he appears to grow, to conform to the ways of this world. Here, only here, he appears in a baby form, and then grows. At the moment when Radha received the infant or baby Krishna from Nanda Maharaj, all of a sudden a miracle happened. The spiritual ground from the realm of Goloka descended into the world. Everything was all of a sudden golden, studded with rubies and many jewels. There, in that forest of Vrindavan, one could all of a sudden see the beautiful Kalpa Vriksha trees and the river Jamuna. And from the river Jamuna there were steps going down into her black waters, which were made out of jewels. On the bank of Mother Jamuna, They were beautiful, golden palaces. All of a sudden there was Govardhan, made of jewels with glistening golden peaks. Everywhere there were maddened bees, bzzz, and caves, beautiful with swiftly flowing streams. Cooing peacock, ooh, ooh, chakravartas, and cuckoos, cuckoo, cuckoo. And everything was filled with the sweetness of that best of seasons. My dear devotees, what is the best of seasons which is always there in Vrindavan? Spring, you know everything. In this wonderful Vrindavan atmosphere, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not keep his baby form, but he instantly changed into a teenage youth. He was splendid as a dark cloud, dressed in yellow garments, decorated with the effulgent Kostuba gem. He was holding a flute and looked more enchanting than many millions of Kama Devas. How happy was Radha. Now the blessing was fulfilled. She saw Krishna in his eternal youthful form with all the effects, the flute, the dhoti. Happily they walked through the paths of Vrindavan. The trees cried tears of ecstasy, and their ecstasies were beautiful, fragrant flowers, some of them covered with sweetly smelling honey. The Lord and His beloved walked through their forest, more enchanting than millions of the gods of love. Then Krishna said, smiling, because he had something in his mind, "Let's play marriage." Radharani said, "Are you sure?" Krishna said, "Yes, and Lord Brahma will be the priest." And he played one sound on his flute. Immediately a swan was coming down, and on the back of the swan was the four-headed Brahma. "Brahma, do you know pujari service?" "Yes. What do you want me to do?" "You will be our marriage priest." "Are you sure?" "Absolutely sure." Then in the forest groves, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after his marriage to Radha, played a wonderful pastime with his beloved. He ate with Radha. He walked from forest to forest. He looked at the beautiful Yamuna with Radha, and they saw the many flowering vines. Both of them danced in the caves of the Govardhan Hill, by the lakes and the swiftly moving streams and rapids. They were in the waterfalls. They were amongst the splendid flowering vines, filled with intoxicated bumblebees. Now Radharani always has 100,000 petal lotus, or a lotus flower which has 100,000 petals in her hand. She moves it like this. Krishna, who is the best of thieves, took that 100,000 petal lotus from Radha's hand and suddenly jumped into the Yamuna water. As Krishna was jumping, he left his flute, the stick, and the yellow cloth on the banks of the Yamuna. Laughing and laughing, Radha said, "You have taken my 100,000 petal lotus. I will take your dhoti and your flute and your stick." In the waters of the Yamuna, hiding behind the lotus flowers, Krishna said lovingly, "Give back my flute." But Radha only joked with him and said, "You give back my lotus first." Krishna had to surrender. He gave back the lotus flower, and both of them continued to walk through the forest of Vrindavan. There, Lord Krishna decided to play a pastime. You know, when Krishna really loves a devotee, he goes away from the devotee. He moves away from the devotee because he wants to increase the love in that devotee's heart so that he will look more and more after him. Oh, my dear devotees who sometimes do not understand the mind, he became again an infant and started crawling on the ground and crying, just as he was when Nanda had given him to Radharani. When Radharani saw Lord Hari in this way, she cried out, "Oh, Lord Hari, why do you show this illusion to
me?" It has to be very deep now.
Radha was heartbroken. She was to
so cham nuradhe yama kuru tvam manorathaste bhavita hi paschar.
O Radha, don't lament. I will again come before you, and in time your desire to be together with me will be fulfilled. When Srimati Radharani heard this distant voice from her beloved, she felt peace in her heart. She took the little boy who was crawling on the ground and smiling and having the best of times on her arms and quickly went to the home of Braja's queen. Who's Braja's queen? Yashoda Rani. Yes. When she met Yashoda, she said, "Your husband has given this little boy to me to give to you." Yashoda was very grateful. "Oh, beautiful Radha, daughter of King Brishabhanu, you are so fortunate. When the sky was covered with clouds, my child must have been frightened in the forest, so you came and protected him." Srimati Radharani was greatly honored by Yashoda's love. In fact, one of her names is she who is bathed in the love of Mother Yashoda. She took permission from Mother Yashoda, "May I leave now?" and slowly returned home. She was thinking, Krishna had arranged all this to make the sky dark to meet me. Krishna had then disappeared. Why had he disappeared? And why did he say that he would meet me again in his form as an adolescent Dira Lalita use? What was in his mind? What did Krishna want? Why did he make the relationship like this? All you, my dear devotees, who hear this, know that sins will never touch you, even if you only silently read about it, or if you recite this pastime aloud. You will become free from sin because this pastime is so auspicious and so very confidential. The mystical voice had said, "Oh, my dear Radha, don't lament. In beautiful Vrindavan's forest, your desire to enjoy with me, Shri Krishna, will be fulfilled." Now, how this was fulfilled will be the subject matter of tomorrow evening's program. Maybe it's a long, long pastime. Maybe it will spread out through the Japa retreat. It is a very, very, very beautiful pastime. You will see how Lalita and Vishakha appear in this pastime with a very good idea. You will find saddened Krishna leaning against a black tamal tree near a black Yamuna river, thinking about ways how he can meet Krishna, Radha. You will see how Krishna takes on a fascinating disguise. You will see how Radha worships Tulsi Devi, who appears with a Viman and blesses her. You will see many, many wonderful personalities appear on the stage, the most beautiful stage of love, where you can meet Radha and Krishna eternally. For now, let the orchestra disappear. Hare Krishna. All right. Krishna, this was your first day in the Japa retreat. Congratulations, you made it very nice. Tomorrow, one moment. Yes, tomorrow we will enter many advanced practices. I think it's tomorrow. It's for sure the day after tomorrow. So I request you to take the time now to relax a little. There's prasadam for all of you. Please rest as you always do. Sometimes you don't know. Some devotees in retreats just go through the night. And I think tomorrow the morning program is like we all know, it starts at 7 o'clock, yes, and then at 7:30 the discovery lecture will come. I hope it will be a great discovery for you. All the best and see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.